So every couple of weeks, every couple of days, we all need a new lesson in economics because of what's going on Wall Street or what's going on in the economy or maybe currency prices. Something is going wrong that's never happened before and requires some explanation. I go straight to the top for my economics lesson. I don't know about you. Peter Morici is economist and professor of business at the University of Maryland. Peter, thanks for returning to the program.
Oh, it's nice to be with you again.
Let's talk about the deepening of the recession. We're going to get the Labor Department unemployment numbers for October. This is a big number. It is a sort of a deep number that indicates a lot of what's going on in the economy. We've talked a lot about the finance problems in the economy, but this is really all about Main Street today, correct?
Yeah, it is. People just aren't spending money. Certainly the problems on Wall Street contribute to that because people can't borrow money like they used to. Even people with good credit can't borrow money like they used to if they want to buy, for example, an expensive home. But, you know, people are getting very dour. I mean, normally falling gas prices cheers Americans up, gets them out to the mall. They're staying home anyway.
Let's talk about sales figures. The retail sales figures that were announced yesterday, I mean, they're not anything that I would describe as cyclical. They're more of a wholesale pause in retail activity. And I'm just wondering if you've ever seen anything like that before.
Well, that's what we see in recessions. And the fact that stores are shuttering, for, you know, Circuit City closing down 1,000 stores or something. I mean, that's what we see in a recession. We're in the first days or the second days, shall we say, of an economic downturn that hasn't seen its full momentum yet. We're probably going to continue to see slack retail sales into next spring. And at least they won't pick up until then.
Now, in recessions, market economists like to describe how they pare down the economy. They maybe get rid of unrealistic business models. Inefficient businesses are eliminated as a result of this. Do you expect that some of the excesses of the last, say, 10, 15 years are going to now be the first casualties in this recession?
Yes, I do. I mean, read the hedge funds, read General Motors and Chrysler in particular, Lehman Brothers. There were a lot of Wall Street firms that got involved in silly business models, and also some manufacturers.
What about Sears, JCPenney, some of the retailers?
Well, Circuit City's the classic one. One of the things is that discounting is constantly going through model changes. You know, even when I was a boy in New York City, I can remember the discounters that emerged after World War II going out of business in the 60s. And that seems to be a recurring theme as the way to get the goods to people gets improved with each cycle. Also, the size, store, and configuration you need changes, and you get stuck with leases and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's very easy to get into retailing. There isn't much to it. You just rent a big box. You go to the bank, borrow some money, put stuff on the shelves. I mean, it's like banking. There isn't that much to banking. You take in people's deposits or you brokerage some money and then you lend it out. It's not like getting in the automobile business where you need a model and a brand and design.
Factories.
And let's talk about the automotive industry. Ford Motor Company just this morning in the last half an hour has been reporting that they've lost $129 million in the third quarter, but they burned $7.7 billion in cash.
I rarely
What's
do that.
What's going to survive in the auto industry at this point, you think?
Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Mazda, they're making cars in North America, and they're making them at a profit. They have better models. It's not just labor costs. Labor costs are important. The big three are trying to tell you that in 2 years they'll be competitive with that bargaining agreement. For now and for the foreseeable future, each year it's going to take fewer workers to make a car. So unless we sell a lot more cars, there's going to be layoffs.
Huh.
Now, at General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, they have to pay each worker about $100,000 to leave. So these special charges they say are going to go away are going to be there forever. If the federal government comes in with cash for General Motors to buy Chrysler...
Will they?
I don't know. I mean, Pelosi would like to. And we have a Democratic administration inclined to show that it feels for organized labor right now. But if they do that, it's not like bailing out Chrysler, you know, in the Reagan administration. I mean, Iacocca had a plan. General Motors simply doesn't. We're going to be putting cash into that company over and over again until we throw up our arms and leave.
All right. So Peter, Tuesday, new administration. We've got Larry Summers, Robert Rubin coming in. We've got a whole new economic team to the rescue. How good are you feeling right now?
Not very good.
Oh, great.
Bob Rubin was one of the architects of the morass on Wall Street, and he's leaning against, for example, regulation of derivatives. You know, the team on Wall Street basically wants the government's cash and then wants to proceed as if nothing happened.
So you're not confident that this new economic team is going to make any better decisions than the old one?
No, I'm not. And it's important to recognize that there are certain areas of economic policy that only appear to be different during campaigns but don't change much from administration to administration. The Treasury Department hasn't changed much in its personality from Bush to Clinton to Bush.
Well,
neither
we'll
is trade policy.
We'll see what goes on under Obama, and perhaps this is a job for Vikram Pandit of Citigroup, although he does have his hands filled. Peter Morici, all right, I know, it's my fault.
You went and did that.
Peter Morici, economist and professor of business at the University of Maryland.
I restrained myself.
See you later, buddy. Restraining himself on the takeaway. Incredible.